Good morning and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. Ron LaRussa here, good show for you today. We've got Phil's pick, new music from the Foo Fighters, and we'll hear from the latest member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And the best rock from all eras here at 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you.
Killers and Mr. Brightside. And before that, The Cars, Bye Bye Love from their first album here on Rock of Ages, WMFO. Played The Cars this morning for Chaz, who is up and about and hopefully listening in Katona, New York this morning. Chaz is a friend of mine from college. I got to see him this weekend. We had a small, socially distanced get-together among a lot of the friends that I made during freshman year in college. And, of course, it's been many, many years since we've known each other. And I want to give a shout-out this morning to RB and Dave and the other Dave and Bill and Greg. It was really, really great to see them and to catch up. You know, I know there are a lot of students who are listening to this show because we're on the campus of Tufts University. And it sounds like a cliche when I say you are making lifelong friends during this college experience, but it really, really is true. And that's why I really feel bad for the class of 2020. I have a son who is a freshman who is doing his freshman year from his bedroom remotely. But I really hope that soon we'll get back to normal and we'll start doing all those things again. Well, it is time for Phil's pick. Phil from Watertown has been busy going through his music archives, picking out good tunes for us. So let's hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Rosarita by Sam Morrow. Morrow is a California-based musician whose music is steeped in funk, rock, and country. He is influenced by David Bowie, Robert Palmer, and Little Feat. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be kind.
Looking in the mirror, I look like a ray. That woman ran around and left me for dead. Man, he told me stories, filled me up with lies. Damn, she looked good in that polyethylene disguise. Got me flying with a plane. I lived in my car so she could drive me insane. Take all my money, be my rock. Take when she's away, feels like days till the top.
Thank you.
That's Journey from their album Infinity, Anytime. And before that, we heard Rosarita from Sam Morrow, which is Phil's pick for this week. Phil from Watertown will be back again next week with his pick for the best recommended recently released rock and roll. And we look forward to that every single week here on Rock of Ages. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you had a good weekend. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had their induction ceremony this weekend. It debuted on HBO over the weekend. It was originally slated for May the 2nd, but it was postponed, obviously, because of the pandemic. This year's inductees are the Doobie Brothers, Nine Inch Nails, Depeche Mode, also Whitney Houston, The Notorious B.I.G., and Mark Bolan from T-Rex. It's a tough job to kind of put on these awards ceremonies now, but they did do a very good job. Instead of doing the lame Zoom, everybody just kind of check in through Zoom, they used the extra time they had to do some mini documentaries of all the inductees, and it was really, really well done, and it will be shown on HBO, I guess, over the next couple of weeks, so you should try to catch it if you can. The next induction ceremony will be in November of 2021. Hopefully, it will be live and in person by then. And now let's listen to the newest members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Doobie Brothers, WMFO.
I'm band. Fell in love, found out firsthand. Went well for a week or two. Then it all came unglued. Been a tramp, trip I can't grip. Never thought I'd be the one who'd slip. Then I started to realize I was living one big lie. She hates me. Trust, she hates me. Love, I tried too hard and she told my feelings like I had none and ripped them away. She was queen for about an hour. After that, got sour. She took all I ever had. No sign of guilt, not feeling bad. No, in a trap, trip I can't grab. Never thought I'd be the one who slipped. Then I started to realize I was living one big lie. She hates me. Trust, she hates me. La 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 la. I tried too hard and she told my feelings like I had none.
That is the Puddle of Mud. She bump bump hates me. And you better believe that I triple checked the version of that song that I played before I put it on the air. And we heard the Doobie Brothers before that, the latest inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, I wasn't going to bring this topic up, but I think I have to. We are a nation divided, and I guess it bears calling out. But you are in one of two camps, right? And there is no middle ground. There can be no compromising on this. You either are a fan of the Michael McDonald Doobie Brothers or the Tom Johnson Doobie Brothers. I strongly prefer the Tom Johnson Doobie Brothers. Don't really like that rich Michael McDonald sound. But in fact, the Doobie Brothers' career was probably, they probably did better commercially in the Michael McDonald years. So anyway, they're all in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And you are listening to Rock of Ages here on WMFO. The Foo Fighters were on SNL on Saturday night. They've got a new album coming out next February 5th. It will be called Medicine at Midnight. It'll be their 10th studio album. And they debuted a song called Shame Shame. Here it is, Rock of Ages, new from the Foo Fighters, WMFO.
Something real just It's not sane. It's not sane.
No Rain from Blind Melon. That was a request for Betsy in Watertown. She is a longtime early adopter of Rock of Ages, and she could be the de facto promotion director for the show because, with the exception of one person I can think of, she's probably done more to create listeners for the show than anybody. So I really do appreciate that, Betsy. Thank you for listening, and your requests are always welcome here. We also heard the new one from the Foo Fighters called Shame Shame. Here on Rock of Ages, where you hear the best rock from all eras. Up next, another one-hit wonder, this one from the 80s, right after this.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
For the last few weeks, I've been playing one-hit wonders, and I'm seriously considering making this an ongoing weekly feature of the show. There are so many really great songs that were just from artists that were just one and done, and they don't get played a lot anymore. So I'm thinking about it. But anyway, this one's from 1983. That was a confusing time for rock and roll radio because it was the explosion of what we were calling then New Wave. And so there were a lot of British artists like Duran Duran, Flock of Seagulls, Thompson Twins that were really heavy with the synthesizers. And it really had an effect on mainstream rock acts. Like I always cite Jump from Van Halen as an example. Also The Who and Tom Petty did like heavy synth albums and songs at that time. This one was a top 20 hit back in 1983, but you don't hear it a lot today. Promises, Promises from Naked Eyes, WMFO.
Like kids, all the silly things. such dark eyes.
More than fulfilling our dance music requirement here on Rock of Ages with that set, we heard Grateful Dead, Shakedown Street, and Promises, Promises from Naked Eyes. This is WMFO's Rock of Ages. Ron LaRussa here. We are starting another week. It's Monday morning, and we've had a phenomenal week weather-wise here in the Boston area. The weekend was just spectacular, and we've got a few more days of this ahead, so we're looking forward to that. I do know that we do have a nationwide audience here on WMFO.org. We've got listeners from California, Florida, the New York area. But at our core, our broadcast audience is in Boston. And we like to stay connected to our local roots. So I'm going to play a song from a band that was particularly popular in Boston. In fact, they were formed here. They met at the Commonwealth School in the Back Bay and were huge locally for a while, and also got some attention and airplay nationally. These are the Lemonheads on Rock of Ages.
Into your arms, whoa, into your arms.
Life.
The Who, and the title cut from the album It's Hard, and we also heard the Lemonheads here on Rock of Ages at WMFO. We are coming up on the end of the show. It went very, very quickly today. There were a bunch of things that I thought I'd get to and I didn't get around to. So I'll just mention that today, November 9th, 1973, is the day that Billy Joel released his album Piano Man. I thought maybe I'd play something from that today. I didn't get around to it. Also, Elton John released an 8-CD box set called Jewel Box, which features a lot of outtakes and B-sides and songs that Elton considered to be his favorites. And that went on sale this week, and we'll probably get to something from him next week. You'll have to tune in to Rock of Ages next Monday morning. So all kidding aside, it's been a very intense week for this country, and I wanted to leave you on an optimistic note. This song is an exchange between two people with opposing political views. So maybe it will serve as an example that it actually can be done. It's Chicago. It's called Dialogue Parts 1 and 2 on Rock of Ages.
Optimistic about the way that things are going.
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm trying to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, will your bachelor of arts help you get by?
Keep us steady high.
make it happen.
We can make it happen. We can make it happen. Yeah.
We can make it happen.
We can make it happen.
No, that wasn't me. The song actually does end that abruptly. And that's the end of our show today. Ron LaRussa here. I will be back again next Monday morning. I'd love if you join me then, 8 o'clock. Until then, enjoy this phenomenal weather here in the Boston area. Have a great week, a good weekend, and we'll catch you on the other side.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.